another Woodworking in America update. Sat in on Chuck Bender's stringing and inlay class yesterday, and then I went to his hands-on clinic this morning. And in true Chuck Bender form, had a lot of laughs, had a lot of fun. Definitely, Chuck's teaching technique is more about being heckled and heckling others than anything else. But as always, I'm fascinated to see his ability to craft tools for certain tasks and kind of take common objects in order to make those tools. His inlay and stringing set looks very similar to Lee Nielsen's, but he made it all himself and used the straight line cutting gauges are really just scratch stocks carved or sharpened out of a drill bit. And he showed us the basic techniques. We got a chance to play around with the tools and doing some straight line as well as some curved inlay, striking arcs with a compass, and showed us how he goes about cutting stringing. He actually uses his table saw with a little jig setup, which I'm interested to try when I get back to the shop. He essentially creates a custom featherboard and a zero clearance insert to control 1/16th inch stringing. Of course, he also showed us how to do it by hand and how to thickness it, either kind of using your chisel as a scraping tool, or Lee Nielsen, of course, makes a thicknessing gauge as well. Then we went on to talk about sulfur inlay, which is very, very specific to the kind of Chester, Bucks County area of Pennsylvania. And it's just simply that. You carve out using a V-tool to get started, but you create a flat-bottomed or a slightly kind of tapered or dovetailed bottom. Carve out what you want. You heat up some sulfur flakes in a hot plate, dump it in there, and there's your sulfur inlay. Really, really beautiful stuff, and got a couple of good pictures of this, and I'd like to try some of it out myself when I get back to my shop. That's all for now.